Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Service. I am based in the Local Studies Department. In this, our last short talk on the Woodstock Estate, we are going to look at the origins of the trees and shrubs in the estate and how they encompass the whole world. Ireland lost its land connections to Europe early at the end of the last ice age. The result is that compared to Europe and even Britain, Ireland has an impoverished tree flora. We only have three indigenous conifers, the yew, juniper and Scots pine. The Scots pine probably became extinct in historical times. However, well into Elizabethan period, Ireland was well forested. However, from then on, heavy felling, a rapid rise in population, uneven land distribution and a change to wetter climate meant that by this century, only Iceland had a lower tree cover than Ireland in Europe. The introduction of exotic flora started in Ireland as soon as humans came to Ireland. Both crop species and weeds arrived with the first settlers. Many arrivals did not survive. Climatic and ecological constraints always limited what would and would not grow. Gardeners by their nature always attempted to stretch these limits. Areas with a similar temperate climate would always provide the bulk of successful introductions. Ireland having a mild, moist oceanic climate would prove adaptable to many species. However, our late frosts and mild winters would and do cause problems for trees from more continental climates. As in Britain, the large landed estates were to become a refuge for trees. From Georgian times, a trend towards contrived but naturalistic planted landscapes meant that large trees were required for such use. Native species like oak and lime were used, but augmented by introductions from Britain and Europe. Many of these species were so long in Ireland that they were seen as native. Beech is a typical example. Other trees that had arrived from Europe included silver fir, Spanish chestnut and horse chestnut. The large conifer most used in these landscapes was the cedar of Lebanon. These species would provide the framework for the first naturalistic style garden in Woodstock. The opening up of North America to European settlement meant that American trees soon began to flood into Europe. American forests had not suffered the same loss of species as Europe during the Ice Age, so they were species rich in comparison. However, early introductions from the eastern seaboard did not always thrive here. Our late frosts and mild winters were not always to their liking. This was to change dramatically in the early 19th century with a raft of introductions from the Pacific Northwest of exotic conifers. The wet temperate climate here was similar to Ireland, which meant that these trees usually grew better here than in Britain or Europe. Ireland's relative mild climate meant that even California introductions grew well. A change in gardening styles in Victorian times saw a return to the formality of early times, plus the planting of exotic, often evergreen trees in Arboretum. The American Northwest was to provide the major component of this planting in Woodstock. South America had largely tropical climates that seemed to offer little to the plant hunters of the 19th century looking for hardy exotic trees. However, both the far south of South America and the montane areas of Mexico provided both conifers and shrubs that could tolerate Ireland's mild winters. The monkey puzzler from Chile was to be the most spectacular of these introductions and a great favourite with Victorians. It has become synonymous with Woodstock. Many of these trees demanded good drainage, which was always a problem in Ireland. However, estate gardeners were to prove adept at using both drains and mound planting to get around these problems. Asia and the Pacific was a vast area with a wide range of climates. Again, on the surface, did not seem to offer much potential for trees that could be used in local landscapes. However, again, Victorian plant hunters were to prove adept at finding areas with similar climates and species. Japan's opening up to the west in the 19th century was to prove a fruitful area. The archipelago is spread over several climatic zones and also has extensive temperate mountain areas. The Japanese also had a long tradition of gardening and held trees in high regard. Woodstock is very strong in Japanese conifers. The Himalayas and mountainous areas of China were also to provide some species used in Woodstock. Here, altitude provides a comparative temperate moist climate to Ireland. Finally, Australia and New Zealand, due to their long isolation, had unique floras. Australian plants with their adaptations to drought did not always suit Irish conditions, but New Zealand's moist climate was to provide a more suitable species. And the ubiquitous cordland that now grows in Woodstock is an example of a tree from this area.